The third origin is a consultation report on patient Victoria Covarrubias. Consultation request by Dr. Srivastava is for consultation. Supravenicular tachycardia evaluation for electrophysiological studies and ready frequency ablation. History of patient is a 49-year-old with history of palpitation period. Patient went to the hospital with the supravenicular tachycardia and readiness in terminated. Supravenicular tachycardia period. A patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, knee syncope associated with the supravenicular tachycardia period. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supravenicular tachycardia. Her medication, metoprolol succinate 50 mg daily, omeprazole 20 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily. Period. Allergies, non-endocrinologies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Patient is working in a packing house. Period. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denied in recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis on examination, blood pressure. 100 over 60, pulse 70, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Clinic impression number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation, patient with supraventricular tachycardia, multiple episodes, refractory to medical treatment period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedures kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, heart block which may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sanjay Srivastava.